As Unitarian Universalists, we find wisdom and inspiration in many places: Jewish and Christian scriptures and other sacred texts, the arts, science, nature, and our own experiences. Our tradition keeps us open to revelation from many sources. Today's wisdom comes from various sources. We have chosen three readings that express something about the role of beauty in our life, and Reverend Karen will offer some short reflections between them. Our first reading is by Christopher D. Sims, a UU spoken word artist and peace activist, and the Reverend David Breeden, the senior minister for the First Unitarian Society in Minneapolis. Hey, what do you want to talk? Do you want to talk beauty? Here's what I want to talk. Beauty is what I'm going to talk. Beauty is. Beauty is brown, white, yellow, red skin people acting as kin. Beauty is within. Beauty is hymns, holistically reaching us, holding us all. Beauty is the fall of stereotypes. Accessing human rights, the call for justice in the day and in the night. Beauty is, and beauty does. Do you want to talk beauty? Here's what I want to talk. Beauty is you. Beauty is us. Beauty is us together. Beauty is, and shuts that hate down.
Beauty is, and beauty does so much like us here. There's so much beauty in this room, yes, all of us, all the time. The flowers, of course, are lovely. I got to take a picture from my vantage point here, which is fabulous. I'm grateful to all of you who brought them. It's a joyful thing to know that beauty exists in the midst of so much hurt. But more beautiful than the flowers is this gathered community. This is how beauty does. You welcome everyone who comes into these doors. You do your best to learn how other people see things. You work together to fix things, and you join other people who are working to fix things. You truly care about each other, and you care about what happens in our community. When there's hard stuff going on, you're not afraid to show that you're sad or angry or hurt or scared, and those are beautiful things too. And you're not afraid to ask for help when it's too much to hold alone. It's so easy to appreciate that beauty just for what it is, and that in and of itself can be so healing. Just look at the beauty before you and the beauty around you in this room. I want to tell you the story about the first flower communion. In the city of Prague, in the land of Czechoslovakia, in the year 1923, there was a church. It was a very simple church. It had no bells, no big spires, no stained glass windows. It didn't even have a piano. There was no chalice, no candles, no flowers. What the church did have were the people who came to it every Sunday, and it had a minister. And the minister's name was Norbert Čapek. He had been the minister there for 2 years in 1923, and every Sunday he went to church and he talked to the people while they listened. And when he was done talking, the people talked a little bit among themselves, and then they went home. That was it. No music, no candles, no food, not even coffee. So springtime came to the city of Prague, and Norbert Čapek went out for a little stroll, as many of us do. The rains had come, the birds were singing, the flowers were blooming all over the land, and the world was beautiful. And an idea came to him, simple and clear. The next Sunday, he asked all the people in the church to bring a flower, or a budding branch, or even a twig. Each person was to bring one. What kind, they all asked. What color? What size? What do you want us to do? He said, you choose. Each of you choose what you like. And so on the next Sunday, which was the first Sunday of summer, the people came with all kinds of flowers, with all different colors and sizes and kinds. There were yellow daisies, there were red roses, white lilies and blue asters, dark-eyed pansies and light green leaves. Pink and purple, orange and gold, there were all these colors and more. Flowers filled all of the vases, and the church was not so plain anymore. Minister Chapek spoke to the people while they listened. They sat quiet and still in their chairs. These flowers, he said, are like ourselves. Different colors, different shapes, different sizes, each needing different kinds of care, but every one of them beautiful, each important and special in its own way. When he was done speaking, the people talked a little bit among themselves, and then they chose a different flower from the vases before they went home. And that was all. It was simple. From this beginning, the service has spread to many of our UU congregations and has been adapted along the way. The flower communion is Chapek's legacy. It's a lesson in fragility and beauty and a celebration of our earth's beauty. It's a symbol of our unity and diversity, of our connection to each other, that we're willing to walk together. And it represents the strength and the unity that comes from rootedness in community.
Life coach James Flaherty writes, "Beauty is not decorative. It touches us deeply, dissolves our conscious control, and connects us to levels of our beings well beyond our day-to-day concerns. Beauty pierces open a sharp, clear space in which we directly encounter the immediacy of our experience. We know ourselves at that moment as beauty. Beauty awakens us from the dull contours of our busy turbulence of our so important lives. The trance is broken. We humans need beauty as much as air."
There's more to this story. Norbert Chapek wasn't just a simple minister in a small town. Because he was a Unitarian minister, he believed and he wrote and he preached about how everyone is important and about love and justice, just like I do here. And in Eastern Europe, as Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party came into power, this became a dangerous message. When the Nazis took control of Prague in 1940, they found Dr. Chapek's gospel of the inherent worth and beauty of every human person to be, as the Nazi court records quote, "too dangerous to the Reich for him to be allowed to live." They arrested him in 1941 and accused him of high treason. He was sent to Dachau, where he was killed the next year. We know from his writings, though, that even in the concentration camp, Chapek's hope for the world endured. Beauty is not decorative. When we know ourselves as beauty, as Norbert Chapek did, when we can share in beauty, we subvert the messages that we're not worthy, that we're not enough. When we see each other as beauty, we remember that we share humanity with all of its gifts and all of its struggles. We remember that we are not its, and that no one around us, no matter how deeply we disagree with them, are its. That worth and dignity are inherent in each and every one of us and each and every one of them. These are human traits that are so important to remember as we fight against the dehumanization of the other. there are direct parallels in today's times to the messages of hate and fear that spread out from the people in power in Chapek's time. Remembering the beauty in each other is a powerful tool against it. Our gathered community, made from the beauty that is each of us, just like these flowers, is not just beautiful in and of itself, but helps us stay human.
In his last letter to his daughter Zora, Norbert Chapek wrote, "It is worthwhile for me to live and bravely fight for saintly ideals. Although disappointed 1,000 times, and perhaps even to fall in this fight when everything would seem in vain, blow angry winds through my stony body. You will not conquer my soul. I have lived in the center for eternity. My soul will be eternal. My living was worth it."
My living was worth it. And so, with the beauty we are and the beauty we make in mind, I invite us now to come, well, in a moment, to come to the center and take a flower. Take a different flower than the one you brought, as a reminder of the beauty and the difference and the sharing of ourselves in communion together. You can take a flower even if you didn't bring one. And if you'd like a flower brought to you, raise your hand, please, and Adria or I will bring you one. We ask that you approach the table quietly, reverently, as Heather gives us some music, with a sense of how important it is for each of us to address our world and one another with gentleness and with peace. As you take your flower, I invite you into awareness that it is a gift that someone else has brought you in this room. And then when you take your flower home, I invite you to put it in a vase, put it out in plain view, and remember. Pause when you look at it. Reflect upon this community to which you bring your joys and your sorrows and your gifts and your needs, and from which you receive the gift of shared love and joy and strength. This is the blessing that Norbert Chopek wrote for his original flower service in 1923. Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us, amid diversities of knowledge and gifts, to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of thy most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of another's talents discourage us, but may we realize that whatever we do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. Amen.